I'm Cheryl Waters. You've got it tuned to the Midday Show here on listener-powered KEXP, and I am so delighted to have our good friend Hani El-Khatib back in studio. Welcome.
Hi.
I've been following your exploits on the Instagram on the road. It looks like you guys have been having a ton of fun.
A little bit. It's getting there.
All right. Did you bring that fun to the studio today?
Yeah, we will.
Kick us off with a couple songs.
All right. We'll be right back.
That sounds incredible, you guys. New songs from the new Hani El Khatib album, Moonlight. It's so great to have you here today.
Yeah,
thank you all so much for coming in. Hey, we want to add a new member.
Come on in.
The more the merrier. Hani, it's great to have you back in studio, and I was so excited to hear the new album. It's fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's been really fun to listen to each of your albums as they come out. The first one, super raw, kind of simple. It sounded like you recorded like a guitar and drums in your bedroom.
I mean, yeah, I did. And pretty much.
I love the mythology on the last album. It seemed like every press article on it got more dramatic. I mean, in the end, it sounded like you showed up at Dan Auerbach's studio in Nashville, you know, naked with no songs, no instruments.
Like, I mean, close.
Hitchhiked across the country.
Yeah, right.
But you pounded out an incredible album, and it seems like with every record, you change it up and kind of challenge yourself. So I'm curious to think about how you approached Moonlight.
I mean, you know, it's simply just that. I mean, I personally get, you know, bored whenever I feel complacent or stuck in one thing. So I'm just constantly evolving in general, like just in life, you know, in general. So I guess that just translates to music, you know. I'm just kind of feel like if I don't move forward, I don't understand the point of it.
I feel like this album sounds like there's a lot of contributors. And I remember talking with you in the past, and you said that writing is a very solitary effort for you. And then you bring the songs. Sometimes you record the instruments yourself in studio, and then you bring in other players to help you perform them live. What was it like in studio with this band, this album?
This was actually a lot less about live recordings and actually more insular, like the first record was. So, I mean, Ron actually played drums on the whole record. Hayden played some keys, but I mean, the bulk of it I handled on my own this time around.
That's interesting that it was a solitary effort, because it doesn't sound like that as a result.
I think that came from just coming off of a load of touring, like a lot of it, and I just really was anxious to get back into a studio and record, and the intent was really to have a lot of people coming through the studio at all times. But when it came down to it, I started to just record songs and just kept blazing through them on my own, and which kind of sort of developed into its own thing as I moved forward in the record.
You mentioned touring. You have spent a ton of time on the road, and I imagine a lot of touring ahead for Moonlight. You also, Moonlight, with Innovative Leisure, your label, and so many great artists on that, and I know that you're a creative or art director. Do you work on some of the other band's artwork in addition to your own?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, my partners run the kind of business end of it day to day, because I'm just nowhere to be found and probably unreliable in that zone. But, you know, I mean, I try to facilitate like whatever artist's vision is. So I mean, if that means I'm gonna help work on it, then that's one thing. Or if I'm gonna help find them the right artist to work with, that's another thing. And some people just want to be left alone. So you know, you kind of gotta kind of navigate those waters as they come.
I love your story, because you worked in as a creative director and advertising, and then now doing the band thing, and it isn't sort of an either-or thing for you.
No, not at all. I've just kind of, like, moved the job description around to different things, you know.
Hani El Khatib, living the dream.
Kind of.
It's great to have you live in studio today, and we'd love to hear more music. Hani El Khatib playing tomorrow night at the Showbox with Dr. Dog.
Oh,
Cousins that are here in Seattle, this song is for them.
Thank you.
That was wonderful. Hani El-Khateeb live here in the KEXP studios. You all sound so great together.
Thank you.
Come on out and hear more from them tomorrow night at the Showbox playing with Dr. Dog, the new album, Moonlight. And again, so great to see you.
Thanks.
Thank you all so much. You're listening to KEXP Seattle.